We've been exploring two simple ways, simple but powerful ways, to wake up, to nurture a spiritual awakening, which really just means waking up to spirit. And spirit is our own deep being, our essence. And in our daily lives, the more we pay attention to our own deep essence, the experiencer as well as the experiences, the easier it becomes to stay awake and to go deeper into this deep awake. Like anything. So I'd like this morning to really experientially focus in together on what that essentially entails. So in the meditation yesterday, we focused on experientially being clear about the nature of intention or attention. That we can move it about at will. And the first step in being able to change state is to consciously choose to move attention. And that's the biggest jump of all, to take the conscious choice to move attention. Because so often our attention is just carried away in the experience we happen to be having. Just carried away with the train of thoughts or sensations. So when we sit in meditation, we are developing the soul muscle, if you like, to choose to move our attention. So let's do that now. And a very simple way to do that, which immediately transforms consciousness, is to enter into the sensuality of experience, to focus on it. So let's focus our attention on sound. Really listening. Experiment with moving your attention to different sounds, choosing to do that. And as you enter the sound with your attention, notice the difference that makes to your state. I am choosing now to move my attention into my breath, and I invite you to do so also. Right into the feeling in the body. I'm conscious of the sensuality of breathing. If my thoughts distract me and pull attention to them, I'm simply noticing that and choosing to gently move my attention back to my breath, so the thoughts become the background and begin to fade away. And if my attention strays, I'm being patient with myself. And I invite you to be patient and kind with yourself. And in being patient and kind, I feel more able to notice when I'm conscious of my attention and when it moves unconsciously, when I'm choosing, and when my attention is following. And that is showing me how powerful and important my attention is. Having placed my attention in my sensation, I now feel ready to sink my attention back into my deepest being. And I invite you to do so also. To something which is before experience. A presence witnessing this moment and every moment. A presence which has no form other than being. My experience is still there, of course, hasn't gone away, but my attention is on the experiencer. And that is giving rise to a deep stillness. And as I allow my attention to dissolve into that formless presence, there is a sense of such vastness and potentiality that I am becoming conscious of the source from which everything is arising. This entering sensation and presencing into deep being is a movement we can explore at any time for a few moments or for many hours. It's something we do individually. But there is another expression of this we've been exploring, which we do together. Which we can also do formally in the way that we have, or informally, in daily life, to wake ourselves up, to be present, and to connect with love. Now, mostly in life, it is not appropriate to go up to people and to gaze. But we don't need to gaze. The gazing is simply a way of focusing on these depths. So as you hear my voice now, I invite you to reach through the sound and be conscious of myself, like you, a body, a soul full of stories and memories and dreams. And through all of that, the presence of deep being. So that you see that you can connect through someone talking at any moment. Any moment. Simply by becoming conscious of this. So that we are connecting from this deep space of being, simply through using the attention to focus deeper. As I am speaking, you can be conscious of the source from which these words are arising, if you choose. At any time. Whenever you choose. Be conscious now of the circle, all these other human beings. You can't see them because your eyes are closed. But that doesn't matter. Experiment with feeling their presence and connecting anyway. Connecting just like we did through gazing, without gazing. Being conscious that on either side of you, there is a body and soul, a unique expression of this deep being. And use your attention to be conscious of that and to connect deeply. So you recognize that. And as you connect in your imagination, using your attention to become conscious of the deep self, the deep being, in those other human beings who are by you. If you sink into that, there is this love, this unconditional love of being, this enormous compassion. Which is not to do with liking or knowing someone, which is before judgments. Not instead, but before. Reach out now with your attention and hold the other human beings in this circle in that unconditional compassion, which is before judgment. That big love we dived into last night. You can do this at any time. The other people don't even need to know. It's not intrusive. At any time you choose, you can use attention to see through the forms to the formless, through the individual to the oneness, and find that unconditional compassion, which is before judgment. The more you do it, the more it will exist in your past that you have done it. The more it exists in your past, the easier it will become in your present. Now, when you're ready, focus on the middle of the circle and let your eyes open and acclimatize to the light. And then let your eyes rise. And let's let our hands connect. And now with our eyes open, we can look around our circle.